Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Turn the volume up so that you can hear more of the comments from the DJ Veers. The DJ Veers include Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen. Jay is tending to some business at home. It's okay, we'll get to trending stories. She's tending to the trending, if you know what I mean. Pretty good. Isn't that a good use of words, ladies? You're impressed?
Yes.
That I put those two together. Okay, so we got good news and bad news. What do you want first?
Bad news and then the good news.
Okay. The bad news is that if you are, maybe I should save this for Jay, actually, because a popular rice cereal for babies is being recalled. It tested above the FDA's recommended limit for inorganic arsenic. So how come there's, whether inorganic or organic arsenic, why is any of that close to food? Why?
Well, arsenic is naturally occurring in the soil.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
there are certain vegetables like, you know, that a lot. Remember when everyone went nuts on kale? Well, kale is one of those vegetables that just absorbs a lot of stuff in from the soil, and arsenic is naturally occurring in the soil. So
no,
it just
it's not.
Well, there's organic
only
arsenic and inorganic. That's why this is the inorganic kind, which happens when you process rice, and anything with brown rice syrup in it. This has been a warning that nutritionists have been talking about for a while. But, like, if you see current, like, health bars or whatever they want to call them, health bars, lots of stuff is sweetened with brown rice syrup, and that has, that, when they process that, that becomes, that puts arsenic in your system. It's really awful. It's really bad for you. And
now
that's what this stuff is, this baby cereal.
Let me tell you something about the soil. We'll have a little of Jennifer's dirt talk here. That stuff doesn't occur naturally unless you are putting something into the soil that helps create it. It's inorganic, as you've suggested, so it doesn't have a reaction to become, it doesn't have motion, it doesn't have connection, it can't latch onto to anything because it is inorganic, like a rock. So it doesn't attach to something unless there's some chemical that's put in the soil that activates it. So back to our friends at Bayer and Monsanto and that ilk that are putting into whatever the fertilizers are that is, and it's not a nitrogen, so it's something else, and I don't know what it is, frankly, but I know that without that, inorganic arsenic is just like a rock. It doesn't, rocks don't affect what's growing in the soil around it. So that's the point that I was making. It's something that's created by what's applied to the soil in some way, shape, or form. It takes a long time to get there, Victoria. That is, you got to really, if you really want to dig, you'll find that connection and understand how it works. But it isn't, if you're superficial about looking at what's there, like, okay, we can do this to the soil or we can not do this to the soil. But this is something that is difficult to create, but it is created. It's not just there. Yeah, does that make sense?
Well, it's in rocks and sediment and groundwater and stuff. So, I mean, it's. I mean, organic, you know, even organic kale and organic, what's the other one, asparagus. There are a lot of vegetables that just naturally absorb stuff. I mean, arsenic, it's, you know, it is in there naturally, and it's in rocks and stuff. So I guess it gets broken up when they're planting
activated.
Stuff.
It doesn't get activated unless something is applied to the soil that activates. It's like a lot of other things that are chemicals. When you go to chemical, chemistry 101 or chemistry in high school or whatever, you know that there's a lot of dormant stuff around in the soil, even in your body. Things that are in your body wouldn't be activated unless they connect with some other chemical or some other agent that brings them alive.
Well, the bottom line, though, is that it's this baby stuff.
Don't buy the cereal.
the problem, though, is rice is something that is problematic, and so when it comes to arsenic. So,
is there anything that isn't problematic? I mean, think about it for a second. Is there anything that we can go eat or find that doesn't have something that might harm you? That's really the quite, it's very hard to find stuff that doesn't have some potential to do harm. And that's the tragedy of having all of this stuff that we are putting, that the big ag businesses are putting in the soil. Maybe helps things grow faster, or maybe the quantity of soybeans or of rice or whatever you're growing is greater, and that's good because you can sell more of it, but the end result is not good for the people who are eating it. That's my read on it, having spent a lot of time in the dirt, as it were. Okay, so that's the bad news. Now you got that warning. Here's the good news. Ready?
Ready.
If you go back to the beginning of the pandemic, March of last year, when everything started to go down in value, except for certain things like food and toilet paper and things that were in short supply, and the value of your home pretty much bottomed out in terms of looking at the last 10 years or so. But since that time, demand has grown so much, and it has exceeded the supply, the inventory, if you will. Real estate prices have gone up, 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 and up. So now people are saying, oh, it's going to be a bubble, something's going to burst, yada, yada, yada. Well, they have not peaked. There's a new report out from Goldman Sachs. Those of you who are homeowners, like Jennifer and me, sorry about this, Victoria, but you're not going to have an easier time getting a home because the prices keep going up.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're an observer of this, the bank says that home prices will grow another 16% in the next year. So the price increase, you know, most people will, you know, lop, you average it off, you get 20% more next year than you were asking this year, or you were thinking of. Let's say you had an appraisal done and the value came in at $500,000. Okay, so next year you have the same appraisal done, and it'll be $700,000. That's pretty much
I don't know how you can withstand it in a place like California where I live. It is
can't
the prices are so overinflated. It's ridiculous. Yeah. My dad said there's a new development going in his neighborhood, and they're 3-bedroom homes.
Where's their room?
I don't know. There's 1,400 square. They're 1,400 square feet. Guess how much they're going for? 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1,400 square feet.
Like a postage stamp. I have what?
$985,000.
Oh, they're selling them.
For 1,400 square feet? So ridiculous.
I mean, we have a two bedroom, two bath apartment, and we have 1,100 square feet.
Yeah.
So you add 300 square feet more, and
another
you're squeezing
bedroom
in another
and a
bedroom?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And that kind of money? If you were to buy the unit that you're in, Victoria, there on the coast on the beach in New Jersey, what's that worth? If you were buying, what does something like that go for on that side? You got Jennifer on the beach on the
West
Coast.
I mean, we have a partial ocean view because everything is based on the view, right? So
yeah,
we have a partial ocean view. So the 1-bedroom condos here, which are 780 square feet, they go for between $500,000 and $600,000. So if we wanted to buy this 2-bedroom, we'd probably be in the eights.
Really? I can't. And I can't.
That's a lot of money, too.
Yeah. It is. I'm trying to think of, you know, I live by myself.
I mean, that's the shore, you know, on both coasts.
Well, I was thinking about the last house I owned, which I sold, 5 or 6 years ago, I think it's gone, been since. It was an 1,800-foot, you were in that house, weren't you, Jennifer? You remember that little, the bungalow on Entrada?
Never invited to Entrada.
Oh,
no.
Right.
I wasn't.
So you could have come anytime.
She barely
wanted.
Gets a breakfast invite from you.
I know these days.
Perfect. Anyway, but you can go. We'll have breakfast next Sunday. All right. Then you and your father and I have breakfast now, a week from Sunday. The place, it was 1,800 square feet. It was a 2,900 square foot lot with an 1,800 foot bungalow on it, it was. I don't know. I'm trying to remember what it was, $1.6 million or something that it went for. And then they tore it down and put something up there that was twice as big. It went up 3 stories instead of 1. And that's what happens also, especially in beach areas where you're close to the water.
Yeah, make a high one.
Yeah.
7 stories high.
Tear them down and let's
What's going to be really weird, and this is another one of my governor's strange ideas, Governor Newsom, in California, he has thrown out zoning rules. And he says that that's for the homeless crisis, but it is a ridiculous, ridiculous idea.
Anywhere?
So it used to be in California, if you had a house, you'd knock it down. And like you said, you'd knock down the cute little individual looking houses and they'd make like a sky high house on a little postage size stamp lot. Like that was one trend. Now, as of a couple weeks ago, part of the 700 bills that Newsom has signed this year, no joke, he is getting rid of zoning laws, which means you can put four houses. It kills the suburbs. So it takes away, you can put as many little plots that you want on your land. No problem. Willy-nilly, knock them down and have four little units now. So you watch. All of the stuff that we're talking about, it's going to change as people start knocking these places down and put up four little units instead of just one big tall house. It's going to be really interesting to see
what would be really interesting is to see how much the development community committed to his campaign. That's what would be really interesting to see. How much dough did they throw his way in order to get these?
Look at you. Now you're on to it. Follow that money.
What? Yeah, right. It's the first time anybody ever suggested that. That guy is one of the most corrupt people. It is incredible that he got what he had. It was Larry that basically, he didn't win because he was good. He won because they painted Larry out to be something that really he isn't, but you know, that's the power of the news media, the power of the press, if you will. Some audio from Mr. Shatner's experience on Blue Origin yesterday coming up in the next half hour, plus John Walsh reveals the possible whereabouts of Brian Laundrie. I have a little audio from his program. John Walsh. Does anybody not know who John Walsh is? Must everybody?
I wouldn't know the name, but as soon as I saw his face, I know the face.
Yeah, right, exactly.
America's Most Wanted.
Most Wanted, right. 18 after the hour. This is the DJV program. When you have your own business, you basically have to do everything, and that includes hiring. That's why there's Indeed, the all-in-one hiring platform that makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in one place. With smart tools like Instant Match, you instantly get a list of quality candidates whose resumes fit your job description the minute you sponsor your job. Spend less time sifting through resumes and more time saying you're hired. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
I need tech that leaves my hands free during my work day and my workout.
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need tech for my home office that makes it easier to work from home.
Also possible because Staples Connect has the innovative tech and tools you need to take on the future of work. And now Apple AirPods Pro are only $199. You save $50. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 10/16, limit 2 while supplies last.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploss.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploss.com while you're thinking about it. Right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
All right, 23 after the hour here on the DJV program. Jay is tending to her young son, Mac. So Jen and Victoria and I will go through the trending things, at least some of them anyway. But most everything we do is trending in some list here and there. But this is stuff about people who are famous. And I have a rumor. Well, rumors are great, aren't they?
Rumor has it
that... There's a voice. I love these songs. Rumor has it. All right, there's a rumor about Adele. We'll get to the bottom of it right after this.
Hello, Mr. Crane. I'm calling about today's appointment. The tree is scheduled to fall on your RV at 2:14 today.
Any way we can reschedule? We're really enjoying our trip.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that's our only opening.
Can it just be a little tree?
Let me check. No, sorry. Our file says it's a huge one.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Is it 2:14 p.m. or a.m.?
You know, I'm not sure. Can I put you on a brief hold?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay, so ladies, Adele has a new album. I thought we sort of outed that last week. Didn't we talk about her?
Well, the first single. Yeah, the first single's coming out on the 15th, on Friday. And but she announced yesterday that her album will be out. It's titled 30, because it's always about the age that she writes the albums. And so that's going to be out Friday, November 19th.
Does she write all of her own music? Is all her stories?
I think most of it. She has a writing partner who's done, I think, everything with her. But I think they I think it comes from her, and then maybe the melody and other things like that might mm-hmm. be the partner. But
right.
yeah, she's definitely writing her story, which is interesting because she did a whole post on Instagram about what the album was, and she said this was, you know, the worst time of her life, and she said that she just had never been more despondent, and she thanked one of her best friends for basically getting her out of her house.
Uh-huh.
And so yeah, apparently this is a pretty intense album.
Is this like a Taylor Swift kind of thing, stories about people in your life and that sort of thing? Is that what it was?
Yeah, but Taylor Swift, I mean, the difference, I think, and I'm a Taylor
fan. A little more surfacey, yeah.
Yeah, Taylor's a little very surface and sort of like, you know, you can kind of guess who she's talking about, but it's never really very deep. And she's not with anybody that long. I mean, Adele was with her now former husband for, I don't know, about 10 years, 9 years.
Uh-huh.
I had heard Adele's new album, obviously, but I think she's got a deeper, more emotional style of
yes.
writing. So
yeah.
Taylor Swift is mostly like, hey, Jake Gyllenhaal, he really is a jerk. You know what
right.
I mean? Like, it's kind of like it.
Went on one
know.
Date, got 4 songs
right.
out of it. yeah.
Right.
All right. Well, anyway, she's good. No matter where the music comes from, there's rumor has it. I think, was that her first song?
No, she's had a million hits, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't remember the order in which they've come out. That's the thing. They all, it sounds like it's the same. She did, didn't she do a James Bond theme? She did.
Skyfall, she won the Oscar for it.
Yeah, right.
That, to me, is probably, along with Skyfall being my favorite Bond movie, I think that was one of the best opening songs ever.
It was.
Her voice is so suited for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there have been a couple, but she was really good. Okay, there it is, 28 after. This is the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Long-distance driver Renier Zietlow and photographer Derek Collins have reached an impressive milestone on their epic cross-country road trip in the Volkswagen ID.4 EV as the duo reached their turnaround point in Los Angeles, California. 60 days ago, Zietlow and Collins took off from Herndon, Virginia, with a mission to visit more than 600 Volkswagen dealers in 48 states. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Maureen saved big shopping epic daily deals at Amazon. So now she's free to become Maureen the Merrier. And with her brand new tableware, everyone's welcome at Maureen's table. All of her family, friends, even her neighbor with the pet. Hey, has anyone seen a ferret around here? Found it. Dig into Amazon's epic daily deals. Spend less, smile more.
Exam 4 needs to be sanitized.
Mersana's MRI clinic isn't operating at max efficiency. She needs a new certified tech certifiably now.
Someone's waiting in room 2 for an ACL scan. Can you handle that?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden on Wednesday urged the private sector to help ease supply chain blockages that are threatening to disrupt the U.S. holiday season and beyond. Biden said the Port of Los Angeles would join the Port of Long Beach in expanding round-the-clock operations. The Des Moines Register is reporting Republicans in the Iowa House won a special election Tuesday and claimed a seat that had been held by Democrats in the state for decades. 55-year-old Pastor John Dunwell flipped Iowa House District 29 from blue to red after winning about 60% of the vote. The victory, which marks the second special election win for Republican in recent weeks, gives the party a 60-40 majority in Iowa's House. Guadalupe, California Police Chief Michael Cash helped save the life of a big rig truck driver on Monday as the driver fled the Alisal fire near Santa Barbara, California. The driver with lacerations to his head is expected to be okay. Cash says it was a humbling moment. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
A repeat criminal offender, after being released on multiple bonds, killed a mother, Martha Medina, at a Houston, Texas McDonald's last month. Her children are speaking out on Fox News and blame Judge Hillary Unger for their mother's death.
Spoken to her that same morning, she had told me, as I remember, that she was going to the bank, and then she told me, I'm going to grab something from McDonald's and head over to your house, and she asked me if I wanted anything. I told her just coffee, and as much as I insisted from my mom, you don't have to go, I'll just cook some breakfast here. She loved going to McDonald's to get their coffee and their biscuits. So, I recall that she was taking a long time, and I was changing my baby and thinking, it's been a while and she's not here. So I decided to call her cell phone. And when I called, an employee from McDonald's picked up, and right away I knew something wasn't right, because I could hear the fear in her voice. And she asked me, how are you related to this person? And I told her, I'm her daughter. And she told me, you need to hurry up. You need to hurry up. Your mom has been run over. So I panicked immediately, and I guess she noticed that on my voice, and she told me, don't worry, she's still alive, but she's in a very bad condition, and the ambulance is here to take her to the hospital.
Harris County District Judge Hillary Unger has multiple cases where she released someone who later committed more crime while on bond. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
At 34 after the hour on today's DJV program, today being the, it's Thursday the 14th, yeah. Almost halfway through the month, Jen. By tomorrow, it'll be half-cooked, not half-baked, but half-cooked. Nothing half-baked about the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, certainly not half-baked. Neither is Jennifer Horn or Victoria Keelan. Jay's tending
I'm overbaked.
Half-baked. half-baked, holy baked. Holy cow. The grocery bills, we were just talking about the fact that home prices will be, if you're contemplating selling your home, live in it another year, and you'll be able to get another $100,000 or more out of it. And so there is always, when something goes up that's good, there's going to be something that goes up that's bad. The cost of buying a car at the moment is crazy. And if you are going to the grocery store, I've said this, been talking about this for 4 or 5 months, look out for the grocery stores. Look out for what you're going to pay
On average, the inflation rate on cost of the of things that you find at the grocery store is up 5% from this year or last year at this time. But meat particularly, so you may not even feel it as much as the rest of us, Doug. Meat is up. Chicken, I think, is up 12%. Bacon is up. I mean, people are freaking out about bacon in California because there's already regulations with pig farmers. And then you've got, on top of that, all of the high prices. I mean, it's ridiculous. So pork, beef, and chicken are like in double digits higher than they were last year.
And one of the things also that's going to be effective, for those of you who don't have insurance, you'll find the basic cost of medicine going up exponentially as well, even though most people use some kind of insurance to pay. They'll charge you $1,000 and insurance company will give them $200 or however that works. But they're all cranking up because one of the things they got to pay people, or this is what they tell you, and I suppose it's true, the amount they have to pay help has gone up exponentially as well, if they can even find the help. And part of that is not being helped by the mandates for vaccines. People say, okay, you know, we're not doing this. So it's the expensive things are going to be more expensive one way. Everything's going to be more expensive.
You know, let's just take the vaccine stuff out just for a minute. Let's just pretend COVID doesn't exist for like 10 seconds.
Ooh, good.
I know. Just make it go away for just a second. But, you know, this whole argument about, you know, what do we do with health care? Should it be paid by the government? Should people buy themselves? Do you know how much we would be in better shape? And I feel like this is truly bipartisan. You guys can tell me. If instead of if somebody's got to go in and shake up the health care system, the fact that they can charge you $50 for a Tylenol, it is so overinflated. There is so much room for people to have frivolous lawsuits against anybody and everybody. So the fact that you go
in
as a doctor and you have to have all of this insurance because and look, I want people to be able to sue for the serious stuff, but for the frivolous stuff, there's got to be a way that we can crack down on some of this stuff. I mean, obviously people have to be held accountable for their actions in healthcare, but where is that line? Because there's a lot of people who take advantage of the system who don't need to, and then there are people who get really hurt and don't have the opportunity to take advantage of it. I don't know. I just feel like there needs to be somebody who goes in and shakes up big pharma and hospitals and all of the stuff in between, because nobody can afford it.
Try.
Even government insurance is ridiculously expensive.
Yeah. But well, people have tried. I mean, Bernie Sanders has been literally trying that forever. And then, you know, and I'm still upset with Cory Booker. I'm in the state of New Jersey. We're a big pharma state because, you know, he's been saying he went along with everything that Bernie did, which was during the Trump administration, which Trump actually supported, and said that he would sign a bill that there, and I'm paraphrasing, but whatever it was, he was supporting if there was a new bill that lowered the cost of prescription drugs.
Sure.
And that capped it out at, you know, a normal amount, like a fair amount where you can still make money if you're big pharma, but if you're a human being who needs insulin, you can survive and you don't have to sell your home to pay for your insulin. Well, so Bernie Sanders runs this whole thing up the flagpole. It's got a lot of bipartisan support. And then it comes to the vote where Cory Booker claims that he's going to support it, but no, he's in Jersey and deep pockets
on pharma,
you know, and then he backs away and says, oh no, I can't vote for that. So this kind of stuff happens all the time, and then it's just special interests that win out.
He is
and
one of the
you
biggest
know, one of the other things,
in the Senate.
He's Spartacus, is what he is. But the other thing I think that makes a lot of sense is also injecting more competition into healthcare. The fact that you can't, and this was one of the big
all the big companies keep buying up the middle-sized companies.
Well,
it kills all of the competition.
It kills that competition, number one, because the big guys are gobbling up the little guys, but also because people just are very localized with their healthcare. You need something, you go to the local hospital. They have they own the market, basically, for whatever region you're in. You don't have any competition. If you want insurance, a lot of states say that you can't cross state lines to get other insurance.
Right.
We need to shake that stuff up. Let's let people compete so that you
for
get
their
the
benefit,
best
not
possible
for yours.
Service. Absolutely.
I honestly think across multiple industries, we are in the midst of a consolidation crisis. And I think if we don't slow this down, whether it's big tech, big pharma, name it. I mean, big ag, it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. And if we don't slow this
role, I don't know where we're going to end up.
Well, we're going to have one. We're going to have the airline. We're going to have the grocery store. Right. We're going to have the automobile company. That's what you're going
to
have.
And it's all very connected to the government as well. And so then you start looking at places like Venezuela and Cuba and you go, uh-oh, this could be where we're headed, where there isn't any option. But this is, and now insert COVID back into the reality of this
communism.
Situation.
It's communism. It's communism in China.
I had a conversation with my dad's girlfriend who runs a restaurant in Southern California. She can't get workers in her restaurant. And she said, honestly, Jen, she's like, everybody that I've talked to, she said, all of the independent restaurants, all of the cute little independent restaurants, they're all going to go. Whether they're high-end, they're low-end, you have to be exceedingly high-end for an independent restaurant to stay and make money.
Right.
Everything else is going to be gone. It's going to be the chains. It's all going to be the chain restaurants.
I belong to Framingham Business Association. And yesterday we were talking about restaurants. We had our monthly meeting yesterday. We were talking about restaurants in Framingham. There are 94 restaurants in Framingham. A few years ago, about 50, 60 of them were independent. It's just the opposite now. So the big chains come in, and Chipotle, whatever, whoever you can think of that's a national chain, Five Guys, Boston Market, all of the little guys. There are two places that I like to go. La Cantina, which is an Italian place downtown. It's a towny restaurant. And a place called Bella Costa, which is in Framingham Junction. And it's also a great little Framingham towny restaurant. Those are the only two that I can even think of that have any real attraction. Well, the rest of it is all, you know, the big restaurants up, chains up and down, 99... and Olive Garden, and you name it. You know, what you see in every mall, that's what you see. Panera is becoming one of those, although Panera's not bad. Okay, now.
Well, it's not that they're bad. A lot of the chain restaurants are good. It's just that that's all that there's going to be.
Yeah, right. And furniture, the same thing. The rise in the cost of furniture. Check that out if you're buying a new bed. Well, you just bought a new bed, didn't you, Victoria?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how much, do you remember what you paid the first time you bought a new bed, and what you paid now?
Bed or mattress?
Well, you bought a mattress, right? New mattress?
Well, both bed frame and mattress. So, yeah, I mean, it's interesting because even the mattress world is so, everything is just, we're turning into this just like homogenized, just strip
mattress
mall. Like the whole country is going to just be one big strip mall. Well, and so now every mattress that you buy is online. It comes in a box. There are, you know, yours is Elisa. You told us
I just bought some mattresses for the guys and for the apartment and things. So,
well, most of the mattresses today even if it's springs, which ours is, so it's a hybrid. So most of the mattresses come in a box and then they're compressed and then you have to puff them up for a day or two or whatever.
Yeah.
But the thing is though, like we've had to return one, and when I had to go through customer service, there were 9 or 10 different mattress brands that this one company owns, and it's all the same thing.
They're all the same.
It's all the same. Like, it's all made in the same place, and it's just all the same mattress with different labels on it.
Different label. Yeah. Like cars. Yeah. All the General Motors cars are all the same. The Ford cars. Every Ford has the same platform. It just looks a little different. Whether it's a truck or it's an SUV, it's all the same stuff. Everything's the same. All right, so now, we put the price of food, rent, and furniture aside for a moment and retail. For those of us who are on Social Security, this is a message for you. The government has announced that Social Security payments starting next January will be about 6% higher than they are this year. Normally, they go up with the cost of living. So I think I got, I don't know, another $200 or something in my check starting the beginning of this year from what it was last year. But next year it'll be 6% more than it is now, which maybe $200-$300. But it's just interesting that they've already announced this. It's kind of early. I would have thought, well, maybe not. It's October. So they're playing, if you're playing catch up. See, I'm not dependent on the Social Security. As a matter of fact, I probably wouldn't take it if I didn't have to. But the way you look at it, I was thinking about this yesterday. I was driving around the tractor in a field thinking about what people are like. I just heard an ad, and those people, there was a guy that was a friend of mine that we were talking about. He was talking about retiring, and he's a hardworking guy, and his body isn't keeping up with what it is what it needs to be in order to keep doing what he was doing. So he said, I'm going to retire. But he looked at me with almost tears in his eyes. I don't know if I can afford to, because I'm only all I have. I've worked for sort of myself, even though he's a construction guy, but he's worked for himself, so he doesn't really have any retirement. He just has Social Security. And he says, I don't know if I can live on it. And I think that's, you know, that's the conundrum. If you don't get people, encourage them to save or put things away, like both of you have good retirement, you started good retirement plans, and that's kind of an
important
thing.
We're way behind, but then
I'm way behind, too. Yeah.
When I was your age, I had
zero.
We'll
be working forever together, Victoria.
Yeah, I know.
With me. Oh, hooray!
Yeah, he'll just be a pile of dust, and we'll still have a microphone.
Hey, Victoria, did you try those new Depends? They're pretty good, huh?
All right, speaking of old-timers, Bill Shatner went into space yesterday and came back alive. Although he didn't look like he was feeling too well when he got out of the Penis Express.
I don't blame him. I can't even. Man. Ooh.
Yeah. Well, so here's, we have a little audio from him as he stepped out onto the surface of the planet.
What you have given me is the most profound experience I can imagine. I'm so filled with emotion about what just happened. I just, it's extraordinary. I hope I never recover from this. I hope that I can maintain what I feel now. I don't want to lose it. It's so much larger than me and life. And it hasn't got anything to do with the little green planet, the blue orb. And it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the enormity and the quickness and the suddenness of life and death and the almighty.
I watched this video yesterday. I watched the whole thing. It was, I was crying watching how
emotional
he was.
Yeah. He was really taken with it.
He was so philosophical. And you know what, honestly, and I don't think he would say this because I think he was a little in shock and probably not paying attention, but watching the video where Jeff Bezos comes over to him and, you know, gives him a hug when he gets off, when he gets out of the capsule, and then immediately William Shatner goes into this very philosophical experience that he just had, and he's trying to put words to it. And Bezos is like so not into it and so dismissive and just keeps trying to, like, get him to drink champagne, and he's like spread out.
Yeah, you better watch out. He's one of the one of the things about Bill is that he is he's so curious. And this is what I love about him, and this is why I think he has stayed so young and looks so amazing, because he's kept his mind so active. He is constantly on the quest for more information. He's very curious. All of his TV shows are wrapped around his real curiosity. Like, the projects that he does now, he does because he likes, not because he does them for money, and he doesn't need to. And so he does these projects that I think are of interest to him, where he can explore unexplained things.
And
so
he can attract attention. People, when he comes to him with an idea, are not going to say no to him. They're going to say,
I think he's constantly looking. I mean, honestly, I think he is constantly looking for the meaning of life, truly.
Yes. Yes.
And what we're doing here. And I think, it rocked his world yesterday.
Yep.
And Bezos is spraying champagne in his face. Well, he's like,
girlfriend, excuse me, bouncing around trying to get him on camera at every second. Ugh.
She was the one in the hat, right?
She's always in a hat and some stupid outfit. Yeah, she's just... Anyway, but I felt so sorry. I mean, I luckily, I don't think Shatner, like, understood that Bezos was being dismissive.
Because
he was so in his own world.
He just ignored him.
No, he didn't. He didn't, because the camera was on. So Bezos is then standing there, and he has his sunglasses on, and then he takes his sunglasses off when he realizes he should, like, probably look like he's paying attention to this very profound experience from the oldest person, you know, to ever go to space at 90 years old. But I'm just happy that everything went well, because can you imagine if Bezos kills Captain Kirk? I mean, my God, that would be...
Tell you what, it would shut down Blue Origin.
Exactly. So that's good. It's very, but you see, we need to have, one of the things that teaches us also is to be real with your emotions, is to be honest with who you are and how you are as you reflect on things that happen in your lives. Don't hide it. A lot of people came, my father, from a generation that it didn't allow you to be yourself. You got to be yourself. Let it all hang out. It's 10 before the hour.
I need tech that leaves my hands free during my work day and my workout.
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need tech for my home office that makes it easier to work from home.
Also possible because Staples Connect has the innovative tech and tools you need to take on the future of work. And now Apple AirPods Pro are only $199. You save $50. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 10/16, limit 2 while supplies last.
Hear that? That's the sound of a man guarding his home around the clock. Because he has 24/7 professional monitoring from SimpliSafe Home Security. With 24/7 professional monitoring, SimpliSafe keeps watch night and day. If there's trouble, SimpliSafe alerts him and will dispatch emergency help when needed. Get free shipping with the order of a new system at SimpliSafe.com today.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
All right, let's book it into the world of technology. Shall we go there? Yes, we shall. Victoria Keenan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen at 53 after the How to Stop Facebook movement is moving. This is not going to stop. There are people who've got it in for him, Zuckerberg, and for Facebook. Will they be successful? What's the story here, Victoria, the latest?
Well, we don't know if they'll be successful, but you're right. This isn't going to stop. So this is a coalition of nonprofits have debuted howtostopfacebook.org, and it's a fresh push to encourage greater government regulation of Facebook aimed at basically forcing the company to change its business model. So this campaign hopes to take the outrage that a lot of people have expressed, and legislators as well, over the revelations of the whistleblower Francis Hagan. And they want to turn this into action. And so the campaign is pushing for two goals. The first is a congressional investigation with subpoena power into the harms caused by Facebook. And that's essentially what the whistleblower has been talking about. They also are looking for a strong federal data privacy law, which we don't have, that makes it illegal for companies like Facebook and YouTube to collect vast amounts of data, and then they use that to personalize your recommendations. There is literally no law that stops them from doing that. So, you know, we all know as soon as you search for something, if you search for, you know, any item that you want to buy, a certain dress or a mattress or whatever, and we know as soon as you turn any screen on, all you see are ads for that. So they're collecting all of your data. They know exactly what you're doing, and there's no law against it. So that's one of the things that this campaign is really trying to push for. The problem, they say, with Facebook, with companies like Facebook and YouTube, is not that they host user-generated content, it's that they use surveillance-driven algorithms to pick and choose what content goes viral and what content no one sees. That's the complaint coming from on the political spectrum. Conservatives say that their stuff isn't being seen. On the other end of that, black and brown people say that their things are not being seen, and yet all they're getting bombarded with is, you know, white supremacy stuff from Facebook and YouTube. So everybody's not seeing what they want to see, essentially. And so one of the counsel, one of the legal counsel from this group said the harms described by Ms. Hagan are fueled by unrestrained data collection and data use. Again, same thing. Federal privacy law that addresses collection and use rather than relies on outdated notions of notice and choice would begin to rectify the power imbalance between internet users and tech companies. That's a big thing. That's something that a lot of people have been pushing for. And so what I do think the best analogy is that I've come across is reining Facebook in is now being likened to reining in big tobacco. And so there are numerous, you know, consumer experts who have been talking about this on podcasts and stuff and about the similarities and differences between regulating cigarettes and social media. And it's actually harder to rein in Facebook than it was to rein in big tobacco. So,
well,
like,
because of the freedom of speech, that argument. Meanwhile, if he had any brains, this kid, if he wasn't such a greedy bastard, the fact he's made billions of dollars. He's one of the richest guys in the world. So at some point, when do you have enough? And at some point, when do you wake up and look in the mirror and say, you know what?
Right.
I'm probably, there's a few mistakes here that need to be corrected. Instead of keep pushing and pushing and pushing for more and more control and influence and power that you can't use. For good, anyway. You can use it for bad, which is what's going on here. There's a whole concept of breaking the law that I want to talk about that sort of applies into this maybe in the next hour of our program. DoorDash in the focus right after this.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
All right, so what's cooking at DoorDash there, Victoria?
Well, DoorDash, of course, is the restaurant delivery platform that's been in the news all throughout the pandemic. They've launched a restaurant disaster relief fund that will offer grants up to $10,000 to U.S. restaurants affected by natural disasters over the next year. It's $1 million fund that they're trying to help eligible restaurant owners, independent restaurants, things like that. Now, this is an awkward time for DoorDash because they're also the same company that's been ripping off restaurants and charging exorbitant fees and lying about, you know, which restaurants are on their service. So it's kind of a save face kind of thing is how I see it. But anyway, so the restaurants have, they have to have less than $3 million in revenue over the last 12 months in order to qualify, and you have to be open for at least 6 months. Restaurants can use the grant money for rent, utilities, maintenance, supplies, payroll, other essential expenses. And so they, of course, DoorDash, you know, their volume was up 70% over the last year. To
and they're really overcharging,
billion.
Too.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.